With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Avery Hart here, back with another dose of daily detachment. You know that feeling when you're constantly stretched thin, like a piece of elastic about to snap? We've all been there. Life throws so much at us. Work, family, social obligations, and sometimes saying yes to everything just feels impossible. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate all that chaos without losing your sanity? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of setting healthy boundaries. It's not about becoming a hermit or shutting everyone out. It's about learning to say no gracefully and protecting your precious time and energy. Trust me, this is a game changer. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? So why do we often let people, or situations, waltz into our mental and emotional spaces without asking permission? Boundaries are essential for self-respect, well-being, and building strong relationships. Ready to unlock the secrets of setting those limits? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, understanding your own needs is crucial. What energizes you? What drains you? What values are non-negotiable for you? Take some time to reflect on this. Write it down, journal about it, whatever helps you get clarity. Once you know what's important to you, setting boundaries becomes a whole lot easier. You can start saying yes to the things that truly align with your values and goals, while gracefully declining anything that doesn't serve you. Second, remember that saying no isn't always easy, but it's a skill that gets better with practice. Start small. Maybe decline an invitation that you don't have the energy for or politely pass on a task that falls outside your responsibilities. The key is to be assertive yet kind. You don't need to apologize profusely or over-explain yourself. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit right now, is often enough. Third, communication is key. When setting boundaries with someone, be clear and direct about what you need. Don't beat around the bush. Tell them straight up. For example, if a friend constantly calls late at night, let them know that you prefer not to be disturbed after 9 p.m. They might be surprised initially, but honest communication is crucial for healthy relationships. Fourth, don't feel obligated to please everyone all the time. It's simply impossible. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being and happiness. When you set boundaries, you're not being selfish. You're taking care of yourself so that you can be a better friend, colleague, or partner. And finally, remember to be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. It takes time to establish new patterns and habits, so don't get discouraged if things don't change overnight. Keep practicing, keep communicating, and celebrate your successes along the way. Ever had that friend who constantly calls you at dinner or texts you while you're trying to relax? You know, the one who seems to think your time is always available for them? Well, imagine this. You're enjoying a beautiful sunset walk with your partner. Suddenly, your phone pings. It's your overly enthusiastic friend, wanting to chat about something totally unrelated. Now, how do you handle that? Do you drop everything and answer their call, feeling guilty if you don't? Or do you politely decline, saying something like, "Hey, I'm actually enjoying some quality time with my partner right now. Can we catch up later?" That second option, my friends, is the power of setting boundaries. It's about making your needs and priorities known, without sacrificing respect or kindness. So remember, folks, saying no isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. By setting healthy boundaries, you protect your energy, nurture your relationships, and create space for what truly matters. Remember these key takeaways. Know your needs, communicate clearly, practice consistency, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Ready to take charge of your time and well-being? Start by setting one small boundary today. It could be as simple as turning off notifications during a specific activity or declining an invitation that doesn't align with your priorities. Each step you take towards greater self-care is a victory. Stay detached, stay empowered, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.